Hi everyone, I'm Mark Esper. Welcome to another instant no-spoiler reaction. Quite often we get to see films before they hit the cinemas. Sometimes it can be a few months, sometimes it might only be a day beforehand. Either way, we're now recording our instant reactions, and together with a monthly roundup podcast to see if we still feel the same way weeks later. Because sometimes there are movies that can change your mind. Have a listen now to our latest instant reaction.
Okay, so that was Steven Spielberg's The Fablemans, and yeah, when is a film biographical and when is it not? That's the feeling you might have after seeing The Fablemans. As a period drama that kicks off in the 1950s New Jersey, Gabriel Abel plays Samuel, Sammy Fableman, son to Paul Dano's computer engineer father Bert and Michelle Williams' frustrated pianist mother Mitzi. Sammy is bewitched by his first seminar visit. Recreating it with his train set afterwards, it's Mitzi who fans the flames of Sammy's fascination, pricking holes in the celluloid to simulate muzzle flashes on his early attempts at a Western. It's clear that Sammy has talent, but he's caught between a scientific father and an artistic mother. For whilst his father, Bert, indulges Mitzi's pleadings to support Sammy's talent, there's another hand pulling on the threads of their home life, driving her kids towards a tornado, only to break down sobbing later. It's clear that Mitzi is trying to find words that she dare not speak. And stretched out across several house moves, it's fair to say that the family arrives at a fork in the road when they get to Northern California. Matched with Judge Hurst's scene-stealing Uncle Boris, who correctly predicts the unfavourable choices that lie ahead of Sammy the burgeoning artist, the stardust in his bones won't stay hidden for long. And Gabriel Abel's commendable cipher for a young Spielberg navigating high school angst and anti-Semitism, it's really Michelle Williams who equally steals the eye. Caught between Seth Rogen's Uncle Benny and Paul Dano's Ernest Burt, The Fablemans is carried by her disintegrating turn as Mitzi and LaBelle's Spielberg-like mannerisms. As the film runs out with a lovely cameo that I won't risk spoiling, Spielberg's latest is more heartwarming than heart-wrenching. Seen as either a prequel or a postscript to his impressive body of work, The Fablemans offers an early insight into the filmmaker he would later become. There are many flashes and subtle colours alluding to many of his films in its 151 minutes, all of which makes The Fablemans a loving companion piece while dealing out some harsh, rites of passage-like truths along the way. So I guess you could say, in terms of being a biography, by avoiding an even-keeled retelling of his past, The Fablemans is a movie which rewards both newcomers and fans alike who will be entranced by its nostalgic reverie.
So if you like that instant reaction, please consider signing up for more. By subscribing to our podcast, you'll be alerted every time a new instant reaction drops, and we'll be hosting an extra roundtable podcast to see if these initial feelings still hold true. So until then, please keep safe, and we look forward to seeing you on the next instant no-spoiler reaction. All the best.